What up? I'm Ryan. I'm here with my homie Connor. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing pretty good.
What you been up to lately?
Not much. Just chilling. But it'd be the new year, so yeah.
You moving to Florida soon, right?
About to go down there for a few months, get some work done, see what we can do down there. You know, enjoy the weather.
Okay.
I mean, got to get away from the Midwest at some point, so.
You just graduated too, right?
Hell yeah.
Graduated.
Yeah, already. Graduated.
Good grades?
Decent grades, yeah. Okay. Decent.
You think about going to college at all or not?
Maybe, might end up in Utah or Colorado. Might have to.
Yeah, Utah. Nice. Colorado.
They're both, like, decently cheap colleges, so. And I'll get some scholarships.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. What would you get scholarships for? Grades-wise, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I could get them grade-wise, and then, yeah. Just,
there you go.
Yeah, that's grades. Really, yeah, that's it.
You've gotten good grades.
Work hard, party harder.
Yeah. There you go. Coming from a partier yourself.
Yeah, indeed.
How long have you been, partying, like, in general? Like, doing drugs, talking to ladies.
Like, when?
Going out, staying late.
My first.
Fucking around, you know, doing the teenage thing.
I'll just, like, you want my first blunt?
Sure.
You want it for my first blunt? Like, the first dub I picked up?
Was it, like, a party, though?
I picked up a dub set. No, this was in my bedroom with one of my homies.
Dang.
So, we were just chilling at my house one day, and he was like, yo, let's go pick up some weed. I was like, all right, let's go. So I hit up this girl that lives down the street. Yes, you heard me, this girl. And I'm like, yo.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. You got this dub. You got some weed, like, I need a dub. And she was like, yeah, I got you. $20. I was like, all right, cool. So we, like, walked down the street, like, picked it up. Came back, started grinding it up in my bedroom. Whole house reeked.
Yeah.
Whole house reeked. I was tweaking, so picked up the Osium, right? We was on that shit though early. So, like, we knew. This was sixth grade.
What the fuck?
Sixth grade. Wait, hold on. Going into seventh grade.
How do you know the girl that's her?
She got sent to the secondary school. So she went to my school but got kicked out. And went to Directions. What Directions is?
No. What is it?
It's like secondary school, like when you get kicked out of high school, when you get expelled.
So you go to, like, a special school for, like, behavior problems?
Yeah, like, degens. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
How much older was she than you? Was she
the same age? Yeah, she's our age.
So this bitch was a sixth grader serving her other sixth grader friends.
Yes.
That is insane.
Yes.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
The earliest I've ever heard of someone smoke was, like, 8th grade, 7th grade, but 6th grade. Fuck.
Yeah. I served my sister her first Juul. No, actually, it was a Fix. You remember the Fix? P-H-I-X-X. No, it was, like, a diamond. And it was, like, a stick. And it had those pods.
Yeah.
A Fix.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, a Fix. I sold her one of those, I think, her sophomore year, and I'm 3 years younger. So, 7th or 8th grade. So I started trapping in 7th or 8th grade.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So have you ever had a job, a real job, or not?
Yeah, I've had 5.
Damn, what were they? When were they, too? How old were you?
I got my work permit when I was 14.
Damn.
I started working at Giordano's.
Okay.
Yeah, I was slinging the pizza. And then...
What were you doing there?
I worked on the hotline. I just made, like, all the pasta, all the fucking, like, hot bread.
Do you remember any other recipes? Or nah? That was a while ago.
I'm gonna be completely honest. It's literally, like, pizza, or it comes pre-made.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
So in the freezer, they just have everything pre-made?
Yeah, it comes from a big warehouse pre-made, Giordano's factory.
So, like, the chefs in there don't make it or anything like that?
No, just warm it up, cook it.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
At Giordano's?
Yeah.
I'm gonna think there.
Yeah.
Damn, because I work at this country club out in Wayne, and they make everything. Like, they get shipments of, like, potatoes and shit like that.
Yeah,
like, basic shit, but they be making everything. Like.
Yeah. No, all of our shit came pre-made. Our soups came pre-made.
Damn.
In bags. Frozen.
So you just warmed it up.
Yeah, you just
warmed
it up
and served it.
Yeah, warmed that bitch up.
But they make the pizzas?
Yeah. Okay. Obviously. It's, like, front. You could see it. You could see them making the pizza.
I don't go to Giordano's that much anymore.
Yeah.
So then what were you doing?
After that, I did, what did I do? Oh, I was an inventory, I worked inventory, just moved boxes. I worked at this, like, women's boutique place in my downtown area because they didn't have any, like, men that worked there. So they were like, we're looking for high school kids that want to work. So that was like my first job, like in high school.
Why did they want high school kids and men too? Was it because there was like heavy boxing
shit
like that?
Yeah,
oh,
they wanted people to move shit.
I thought it was like kind of some
shit.
Like,
it was literally
they strictly
wanted like a dude in the back moving boxes and inventory and stuff. Yeah.
And it was all women that wanted that too.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a little
some rich moms.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then, so that was two. What else did you do?
I worked at that car detailer.
Oh, yeah.
I did that. And then, that was decent. There's not much to it. Don't recommend working for corporate companies. They just blow. Find a local-owned company, and you can make a lot of money with them.
Yeah.
And then I worked at a seafood distribution plant. So,
damn.
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
You just drove around forklifts and loaded and unloaded pallets off, like, the back of semis.
You got your forklifter license?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's only valid for 2 years, I think, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
When'd you get that? When were you doing that?
Last year.
Oh, so.
Yeah, I did during COVID. I caught a bag.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Like, you would get paid pretty good with that.
Yeah.
Then what was the most recent one?
What I'm doing now.
What's
That's
that?
Number five. Oh, I'm doing some data analysis stuff for a investment company.
Damn.
Yeah. So we're gonna see where that takes us.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's what I'm going down to Florida for.
How is moving down to Florida gonna help with that?
That's where the company's at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know where you're going to be living yet? You got a house set up and everything like that, I would assume?
They'll put me somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have, like, mentors and shit. Like, I'll be living with people.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you know what general area they're going to put you in or not?
South Florida.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're living the life, man.
Yeah.
You got tons of money going
it's
down
gonna be
in
decent.
South Florida.
I don't know about tons of money, but we got... A decent chunk? Yeah, a decent chunk.
You got over 10? 10K?
Yeah.
Okay, 20?
Yeah, we got 20K.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need.
We definitely made 20K this year.
You'll be good
for
a couple months with 20K down there.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You don't know where you're living. I was going to say, you living good or you don't know, but...
Yeah. We'll find out.
So, you were talking to me about the other day about, like, West Wing. Like, that's a production company, right? That's what...
No, so West Wing is a label I'm working with. That's the warehouse I'm using. But my company itself is 312 Productions. And I just throw parties, host
bangers,
events.
Bangers, that's all
yeah.
you need to hear.
Yeah.
You throw bangers.
Yeah,
bangers. Doesn't matter what it
that's
is.
That's about it.
What was the most successful one? Like, the one you're most proud of so far?
On Memorial Day, I threw a beach takeover and literally took it back to the books, dude, and talked to every single person on the beach.
Dang.
Got everyone's snap, sent them all the flyer, and then I had a warehouse in the city. 10 o'clock.
Damn, that's crazy.
It just packed
so
up.
So you did old school advertisement.
Yeah,
well,
straight
old
up.
Old school with new school.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Straight up went face to face with, like, whoever was on the, whoever came out to the function.
Where was
the beach takeover?
Where was the beach takeover?
North Ave. North Ave Beach in Chicago.
Dang.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Man, that's one way to get it going.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was like a free event. Like the beach was free,
yeah,
right?
So everybody was there.
So everyone was already there. And then I advertised and I was like, oh, like, my party, like, first hour is $10. And then after that, once it's packed, $20. So
yeah.
We packed it and it got up to $30. We started charging people $30 to get in because it was literally so packed.
So, sorry, 10, 20, 30?
Yeah.
And up like that?
Yeah.
What time of the night was the peak? Like, when did it start going down?
Like, midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were people still coming in at midnight? Like, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, like, we had a fat-ass line.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was nice.
And where was it?
This was right downtown in the city.
Damn.
Yeah, so we got a where just, like, an empty industrial warehouse that some dude owned, and we were like, hey, can we rent this? $2,000. Paid him two
Damn.
Grand cash, and we brought our DJs in, brought our tables, and 4 hours in, and we have $20,000.
Fuck. That's insane. Are the DJs and, like, the other people getting a big cut of that? Or where is the money going?
They're getting 50 an hour. DJs make about 50 an hour.
So they don't get a percent of the amount. They just get paid hourly?
Yeah, they get paid hourly.
Okay.
Same with security. Same with promoter. The only thing that's commission or percentage based is whoever's in the collab promoting it or the promoter themselves.
Okay. So, like, the people hosting it? So, like...
No, like, I would be hosting it myself... But I have, like, 5 promoters for 312.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they get the word out there, and then you...
Yeah.
Then depending on how much you guys make that night...
How many people they bring. Like, they have, codes for online tickets.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, like, I just see it, like, on a...
Damn,
all on one screen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep that night? Or no? The night of the party?
Oh, yeah, I slumped at, like, 5 a.m.,
Damn, because I feel like I'd be too pumped up, especially if I'm hosting it. Like,
oh no!
And all the liabilities
I was so
on
fucked
you.
Up.
Yeah,
I had a driver that night, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, "Fucking take me home! I need to go home." Had my money. I was like,
"Got your money and left."
Yeah.
Because, like, if I were to host that, I'd be so stressed out about this happening.
I was already in the car, bro.
But, like, say something happened. Someone got stabbed. Whose, like, liability is that? Who gets in trouble for having...
Whoever, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if something were to happen, would you take claim for it? Like, if someone needs to know who the host is.
If it happened during?
Yes.
Well, we had undercover cops as security.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. We had, like, off-duty cops. We had 3 off-duty cops as our security, so it was lockdown. We had pat downs, metal detectors. Like,
did you search people's bags and shit?
No bags. We didn't allow bags.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no bags and strict pat downs. It was nothing got in. We ran it like a club.
Were they letting everything in except, like, guns and weapons and shit like that? Like, were
they
letting drugs in?
We didn't even let anything in. No.
No drugs or anything like that? Damn.
No.
Like, vapes? Would you guys be taking vapes?
No, we didn't let... We just told everyone, leave everything in the car.
Damn.
Like, it was... Dude, it was packed.
That's secure, though.
Yeah.
Like.
It was great. Everyone pre-gamed before. And then if you walked past us, sober enough to get in, you were sober enough to get out. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because then you don't kind of worry about, like, people overdosing at you.
Right. No, this was so last minute, bro. We literally did this in 24 hours. Like, I did this in 24 hours.
What do you mean? Like, put it all together?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
How do you go about starting that? Who do you
I'm standing there with a property manager, and I'm standing there with 3 of my best friends that also throw parties, and I'm like... Hey, you want to throw a party tonight? We got the spot. Yep.
And
that's how it goes.
Damn, that's crazy.
The rest is history.
Because I always see, like, you posting the parties on your story and shit like that, and I've always wanted to come, but I've always been sketched out about it. That many people, like, in one place. But, like, if they don't got... If you got strict security...
Oh, yeah, always.
That's just a good addition to making a good party.
Right. Like, I guarantee you people still get weapons into major centers, like sports centers.
Yeah, like basketball.
Yeah, but they're not blowing for no reason. Like, majority of the time, it's over gang stuff. Like, yeah. We just had a shooting at the Oak Brook Mall a few towns over from us, right? You heard about that?
No, I did not. What happened with that?
The Oak Brook Mall?
I never heard
of that. There was two rival gang members, I guess, and they were blowing at each other and hit two innocent people, and then one of the gang members got shot.
Yeah, that's crazy how much that affects, like, the community, not just the gang people.
Yeah. Because
if the gang only killed gang, it'd right. be, like, understandable.
But they're horrible at shooting.
Yeah. They need to get some red dot sights on them shits or something. Facts, laser bro. Sights.
They'd just be blowing for no reason.
But something like that happened near us, I think. Well, near me a little bit, out in Bartlett. There was a shooting, and it said suspected gang activity. And, like, a couple months later, it came
on, like, the Citizen app?
I don't know. It wasn't like that, I don't think. I mean, it could have been. I didn't check it. But that shit just crazy. But at least we're not in downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, because you can see, like, it spreads. Like, in towns farther, like, a couple towns over from me, like, farther away from the city, like, there's no gangs at all. Like, it's weird to see how much the area, the city affects.
You go 30 minutes the wrong way, and...
Yeah, you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you're in the wrong, yeah. You're in the wrong place.
You need to get up out of there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you work for a label every now and then, you said? West Wing, right?
Working with them. Yeah.
What do you do that helps them? Are you, like, a promoter for them?
I'm helping them by filling their spot, by throwing events in their spot, and they're getting rent.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know what I mean? So, I'm paying them to use this spot, but I'm not getting taxed like other people are by... Yeah. Like, outside companies.
Because you're most a consistent customer.
Yeah, right? We built a partnership, which allows me to do it for a lot cheaper.
And you're making a lot of money, so they're making money. So.
Yeah, everyone's making money. That's the point. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to in the business now.
Yeah.
So, you said you filmed, like, music videos or something, right?
Yeah, we filmed a few music videos, for sure.
What was your role on it? Was it you creating, like, the visuals or something like that? Like, think about what you guys are going to do?
Just helping out the artists with ideas, helping them with the video itself, and then promoting it after.
Have you worked with a lot of artists?
Probably a good 10.
Do they all go about the same way in making a music video?
Oh, no. Everyone's definitely different. Some artists come with their own ideas, and some are like, make me an idea. But that also comes down to the photographer, which I want to get into, but I just never have.
Okay.
But yeah, that would be something to do in the future, like college. Definitely capture some moments, maybe even start a page, a channel or something. I could start vlogs. I could definitely start vlogging.
Yeah, that's just your daily life.
Yeah,
that shit.
And then going out, too.
Yeah, like Nug Boys down here. Like, partying, that kind of
thing.
Yeah, kind of
just, like, behind the scenes, like, nightlife events and how it goes.
Yeah, party life.
Yeah.
Because I saw, do you know the group Shoreline Mafia?
Yeah.
One of them got, not them guys directly, but one of their guys in their squad, he started doing, like, YouTube vlogs, and his is, like, something with the plug, like, Flacco the Plug or something like that, and on all of his videos, well, from the one I saw, it's just them skateboarding down in L.A., just at, like, a obscure spot that they rented out or something like that, and got a lot of views, but there wasn't anything going on. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like, original content or anything like that. It wasn't creative. They were just showing, like, the behind the scenes of, like, what rappers do in their free time. Which they did show, like, a lot of drug use, so I'm surprised he's not taken down or anything like that. But you definitely got to be careful in what you do show.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you do for $1 billion? Worst thing you would do for $1 billion?
Worst thing I would do for $1 billion? Well, I don't...
A billion.
Dude, I... I would never put up a part of my body for any amount of money.
No toes? No fingers?
Okay. Yeah, I would. I'd put up some toes.
How many? What's your max for a billion?
Four.
Four?
Four toes.
Each foot? Or
four no, toes? Two each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you kill a baby?
No. Absolutely not. Hell no.
Would you kill any human? For a billion?
For a billion? Nah, probably not. It's like not even worth it. You can make a billion on like
a billion though. Not many people make a billion.
Yeah, but what happens if you get caught?
You got $1 billion. You think fucking not Jeff, because he's got too many billions.
But you also have to do it in a way that you wouldn't get like a lot of time.
Yeah, true.
Like get hit by a car, like no, you can't
saying,
just shoot him.
I'm saying straight up stab him in the heart. Make eye contact with them.
That's brutal.
For a bit, I mean, this is going to sound bad and make me look like a bad person. That person's getting stabbed the fuck to death.
For $1 billion?
$1 billion. Think about that. Like, how much you get? You won't get life, I don't think. It depends on what you do it, though, to be honest.
I think regular, like, manslaughter is, like, 22 years or something.
Okay. So I'm 17, 18 right now, almost 18. And so
you'll get charged as a minor if you do it ASAP.
Yeah, let's get that shit going. Who got a billion for me? Just let me know who.
And that person in the comments, my boy needs that billion.
In the comments, it's like, DM me. I got you. This is some anonymous, like, China source.
Facts.
I'm gonna have to take a little break, to be honest.
Yeah, can you pause?
Yeah,
give her a quick pause. We're back.
What up? We're back.
We are back.
Back at it. So you built this all by yourself? This what should I say? Like hut, shack.
It's the smoke shed.
Smoke shed. Yeah. Smoke shack.
Yeah.
That sounds like a smoke shop.
Or the booth box.
Booth box.
You had a booth box.
You built it all by yourself, though?
The shed itself was put together by a wonderful group of Amish men.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro. Like, they're, like...
Is this Amish built?
Yes. Like, they are exquisite in their work. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But I got a steal of a price, so I copped.
How much was it?
$950.
Okay. Damn, that's not bad. How much square footage is it?
You want to close that? Yeah, go real quick. Sorry about that.
Good, let's change in here.
Yeah.
Do you know how many feet it is, square foot wise?
It's 12 by 16.
Okay, so one.
Like 100.
Almost 200
square feet. Yeah, almost 200 square feet.
Yeah, it's nice just for like this couch.
And yeah, it's a nice shed. It's a nice shed. Nice.
So you were a big experimenter with narcotics, you could say.
They're not considered narcotics.
Okay. Well, to the government it is, but...
No. To the government, they're not narcotics.
For real?
Yeah, they're not narcotics. They're not, pills. They're not, like, medical...
I don't think we're talking about the same thing here.
Yeah, narcotics.
Drugs.
Yeah, but, like, certain drugs, like, the hospital gives out narcotics.
Yeah.
That, like, those are considered narcotics.
Is weed not a narcotic? Like the street.
They're this. It's a substance one. I don't think many drugs are.
Narcotics.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I participate in narcotics.
Okay, when I think about drugs, I thought like drugs and narcotics were substitutable for each other. Like when saying them in a sentence. What are the ones you support doing that you find are safe and overall good to do?
Marijuana is a complex chemically and not fully understood, but it's not a narcotic.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Like,
but isn't
there's it's like a narcotic is something like codeine, morphine,
the pills, Xanax, all that.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, no, I don't do that. I've never touched a pill. I've never done a line. So
a line?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
So
stick to the all natural.
What's the best one that you think, like what I was saying earlier, like overall good experience was good. The effects on your health that you know of are fine.
What really taught me the most was doing shrooms.
Damn. What did he come out of that with? Like, what did he gain from it?
I basically learned, like, when I was tripping, it was, like, very apparent of every way I could have died due to, like, my stupidity. Like, it showed, like, your, like, the reality, like, cars flying, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're so like, much vulnerable you, than you think you,
you
are.
It slows down everything, and you see everything happening around you. Like, I think when people think tripping, they think, like, out of this world tripping.
Tweaking.
Yeah, but it's very, it could be very minimal. But it's clarity. It really is. Like, it clears up
your
everything.
Feelings? Like your feelings?
No, you just see the world a different way.
Oh, okay. It clears up your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, perspective.
I guess you see things a little differently, visually.
You see it more as what it is.
But it's mentally differently, too.
How so?
Because psilocybin, the chemical in mushrooms.
Yeah, the main chemical.
Yeah. It's in your brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's in your thoughts.
Yeah. So
your feelings.
It's so much like mentally as it is physically, I guess.
Yeah, but like when you think physically, you think about what you can touch.
What
you're saying, like, it's only mentally, and, like, what you see, but you can't touch it, you feel? So it only affects you mentally? Or would you say it actually affected, like, your body, not just your brain?
Nah, just my brain. Yeah.
Just the most important part of your body.
Yeah, just the most important part.
But, like, with mushrooms, it's not dangerous. There hasn't been any conclusive evidence of like going into psychosis.
Yeah,
like
they're
that.
Not neurotoxic.
Not addictive.
Yeah, they're not addictive.
You told me once you had like an ego death off.
Yeah, it was.
Explain what that is first off. What an ego death is.
Basically, like when you get in a loop, but it's like, it's a dark trip. But some people, it's not extreme. Like, mine wasn't bad. Like, I was completely silent. I wouldn't talk. And I was just, like, reliving, like, all the dumb shit I've done all in one period of time.
Dumb shit, what does that mean? Does that mean, like, what you've done to other people? Like, how you affected them? Or just, like,
no, like, things and,
like
no, not even that. Like,
or
just
like having sex
ways,
with a girl and then
no, ways you can die.
Oh, okay.
Ways you can die. Riding dirt bikes, fucking, like, shit like that.
I had this near-death experience. Not on shrooms, but I was driving a four-wheeler, right?
Yeah.
And this was at a family party. I think I told you
came
about
back
this.
To you where you were tripping.
No.
Oh.
No, it's just a different experience in total. Like a near-death experience, just. And then, so I looked down. I have my cousin on the back. Before she hopped on, she said, "Please don't kill me." And, so, we're fucking whipping it. One of my cousin said her fastest speed was, like, a certain amount, I'm not going to say. But it was, like, over 50 miles an hour on a four-wheeler. On, like, the path they have in their backyard. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to top it. Because it just sounded fun. And it seemed safe enough. Like, it was a long path. Like, I know where to turn and everything like that. There was no bumps. Like, you could see everywhere, too. So I thought I was good. So I started fucking gassing it. And then I looked down, saw I hit 50, 51, 52. Looked up, I was like, oh, shit, we got to turn. So I start slowing down instantly. I get down to maybe, like, 35, 40. And then we have to start turning. So I started turning and just, boom. The four-wheeler tips to the left. Me and my cousin go flying. I hit the fucking back of my head, like, where your neck meets your head. Like, I guess it's the middle. It's like a soft spot.
Yeah, I feel you.
You can feel the tendon attached there. I landed on a tree branch right there. And, like, I just stood there for a sec. I was like, oh, shit. My head was down like this. Like, it was tucked in. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm paralyzed. Like, I can't move. I couldn't feel anything for a second. Then I, like, started to move my arms and legs. I'm like, oh, shit. I just crashed. And my head was banging. My head was hurting.
You have a helmet on?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, I should have. And then my cousin was, like, laying next to a rock. She wasn't talking. I'm like, oh, shit. I just killed my cousin. And she, before she hopped on, she said, please don't kill me. And I couldn't do that. Like, oh. And then she started moving and talking. I'm like, oh, thank
oh
thank
my
Lord.
God.
But then she couldn't really get up because the four-wheeler was on her. But, like, she wasn't really hurt because where it was on her is, like, the seat. So it was, like, carved out. But she was just hurt from the ground. And then I start running. And then no one listens to me except, like, my seven-year-old cousin. And he starts running with me to go get my cousin. And then someone else started running too, and then we finally got the four-wheeler up, and everything was good. But, I'm pretty sure I broke my... Oh, no, I didn't break it. I sprained my wrist, like, horrible. It was, like, out for 3 weeks or some shit like that, 4 weeks.
Damn.
But, yeah, I didn't spend the night in the ER, but I spent most of it. Like, we left at 11 and 12. But yeah, that was a near-death experience for me. Have you ever had anything like that?
I've crashed. I've crashed. I've been in a few car crashes. I've never crashed a car, but I've been in, like, passenger seat multiple times.
You were airbag deployed and your head hits it and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the worst one? When was it?
I don't know. Probably been in three airbag ones.
You sound like you drive with some bad drivers. Or
no, I just have a good time.
Just some fun drivers.
Yeah, like, some of them were, like, even, like, purposely driving stupid, and it happened. You know what
I mean?
Explain
more.
Like, off, like, just, like, going off-road and in a car you shouldn't be going off-road in.
Like, with a Civic or some shit?
Try, like... Yeah, yeah, let's just go with the
basic
Civic. A Camry. Yeah, pretty
just
much.
Just going off-road in that bitch.
Yeah, just...
What happened, hit a tree or something, or just, like, hit the ground and...
No, bye-bye axle.
Oh.
We, dropped, two wheels off the car.
Damn.
We hit a little jump, right? Came down, front two wheels, rolling away.
And you just staying still. Maybe rolling forward.
Yeah.
We
were in, like, a little off-road area.
Was it, like, designated off-road, or was it, like...
It was just, like, gravel and dirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just, like, a field.
Not bad.
Yeah.
There's this train track by my house where there's a hill going up to it and there's a hill coming down to it. So, you know, I had to bust over it a couple times. I hit maybe 60 or like 50 or some shit on a road you're supposed to go 20 or 30 on. I just fly, get a couple inches of air, then just do it. And then like maybe 3 times or 4 times in total. Like the first summer I had my car, haven't done it since. Like, cause my tires were always fucked up after that. My steering was fucked up. Like, it's definitely not smart to do that, but it definitely was fun.
Hell yeah. Driving is definitely fun.
You definitely gotta be
careful.
Cautious, yeah.
Yeah.
Cautious. And know what you're doing too.
For sure.
Because if you try to go like drift some shit, then you're gonna hit the curb, flip your car and shit like that.
Facts.
What's the most near death experience you've had? Was it one of the car crashes or was it something else?
Near death experience.
Jumping out of the way.
I thought I was dead shit. When I had the ego death. So that was the closest thing to death. Because I thought I was literally dead. Like, I was like, oh, I died.
You're just seeing.
I died doing drugs. And now yeah. I'm seeing every way I just could have died. Like, this shit fucking sucks.
Especially on that drug,
too. Like, I was 17 and I just fucking died. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's mind-blowing. Like, I was actually pissed, like, laying in my bed.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was like, damn, bro, I could have done so much shit. But, like, then I woke up and I was like...
Did you have the urge to do drugs anymore after that? Like, certain drugs?
I was sober for a minute after that. Probably a few months. It scared me for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Because especially on a drug like that, where, like, we don't know anything about it. Like, well, we might know a little bit.
It grows on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. But like, we weren't taught about it. Like in health class, we're taught about psychedelics, but not shrooms in general.
Right.
And when they talk about psychedelics, they're talking about all of it. And there are some fucked up psychedelics out there for sure. But then like, with the drug you don't know any information about, you're gonna be scared when you do it because you don't know if I just overdosed on this or this. Because there's a lot of drugs you can do that you don't overdose on, but there's a lot more that you can overdose.
Like, I've never heard of anyone overdose on acid. I don't...
Yeah, people died off acid, but not because of the acid.
No acid.
Or just cut with something.
No acid for me.
No acid ever? Yeah, I've never done that. Because, sometimes it sounds fun, some stories, but other stories it's like... 3? Yeah. That's a scary substance.
Right? Yeah, it's scary.
I feel like we need to do more research on it.
Yeah.
Because with all these drugs, like, marijuana was a big one. Like, they talk shit about it so much back in the day.
But it's...
Fuck you. This is going to make black guys fuck white women. Don't smoke marijuana. Bro, the government put that shit out. That's crazy.
They're mind-blowing. They're truly mind-blowing.
Nowadays... Cancer patients smoke weed.
Right.
Grandma smoke weed. Like,
bro, you go to the dispo and you literally see the funniest group of people walking in and out. Like, sit in front of a dispo, you will see every race, every
body type, everything. That's funny as fuck. You see some healthy people going.
You'll see it all.
Going.
Yep.
And just a couple
years ago. The young college kid, and then you got the grandpa. Yeah.
You got the high school kid who finessed his way to a green card somehow.
Yeah.
and then that's your grandpa that's using it for his glaucoma or some shit.
Yeah.
It's weird, like in Colorado and Washington, they decriminalized, well, in Washington, Oregon, they decriminalized pretty much all drugs, right?
Yeah.
Or Washington, one of them. And Colorado did shrooms. And they did that so they could experiment on it. They could find out what's about it.
Think about one of my dream vacations, bro. Oh, I'll ask you a question, bro. What's your dream vacation? Let's switch the topic, yeah.
I don't know. I might be going down to the Bahamas this summer.
All right, so well.
We'll have to see that.
Mine would be Amsterdam, bro. Have you ever heard of what goes on in Amsterdam?
Red Light District?
Oh, yeah. A lot more than that, though. Everything is legal.
Yeah, I do know that.
You go to cafes. Let me get...
coffee shops.
Are yeah, let me get some shroom bars. Let me get a few tabs. Like, that's normal there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't see, like, chaos happening.
No chaos.
Like, people would imagine.
Yeah, no. Like, no one getting killed, no nothing.
But I want to know
obviously how much... there's still crime, but...
Yeah, but it's not drugs. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Drugs are always...
It's clean drugs.
Yeah, real drugs.
Yeah. Too.
But I wonder how much, like, opioids they have over there. And crack and shit like that.
I've never looked into it. Because not, not in my interest.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I've never looked into it
either. Yeah.
But...
Not, I bet they have it. I bet they got jars of every pill you could imagine. You go to the pharmacy.
Because when you think about
chaos, I bet you they literally have things called the pharmacy. You could go in and probably just buy bottles of lean, fucking.
Yeah.
I bet you could do it all.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of that is exported though.
Like, you know, like back in the day, like our parents used to go to pharmacies and they used to be drug stores and candy stores at the same time.
Yeah.
Like Walgreens.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that was a pharmacy. But
it's still a pharmacy.
Yeah, yeah, well, it, yeah, it's a modern day Walgreens.
Damn near everything in the pharmacy nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you can go get your Corona shot at fucking
Walgreens. There, you don't need no prescription. It's just free game. It's part of the store.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Yeah. Go to the pharmacy. You can buy anything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. How it's so, like, it seems so civilized over there, too. You don't see any mass shootings, right? Well, I don't really pay attention to the news over there, but you don't see,
I think,
like,
when people...
Drug capital of the world, like, causes murders and shit. Yeah.
I think when people are banned from doing something, they want to do it more. Like, you feel...
Yeah, restricted.
A beer tastes better underage.
100%. Drinking is always so much better.
A joint smokes better underage. Like, that's just how it goes.
Smoking somewhere where you aren't supposed to.
Right. That's just how it is.
I think that's a... I wonder what...
Placebo.
What do you mean?
It's just in your brain.
I'm wondering when that started happening. Oh. When we start, like, resisting rules. Has it... Since we were cavemen and shit like that?
Yeah, forever. I think we came across some of them, some of the weed that they were smoking back in the day.
Yeah, we were smoking on the same strains they were smoking?
Some OG, for sure.
I think it's crazy. Have you ever heard about the stoned ape theory? Joe Rogan talks about it so much. It's, think about how we started smoking weed. Weed has been around since, like, China back centuries and centuries and centuries ago.
Yeah.
So, like, if weed has been found there and they already know how to use it and all their medical, because they knew about the medical benefits too. Well, I think it's kind of assumed they knew about it. They could have just been trying to get high though.
Yeah.
But like, when was the first time, if we did evolve from apes? I'm not saying we did or didn't, but
I think we did.
Okay. Yeah, I
believe in evolution.
Nice. Yeah.
But I also believe, I have a religion. Not gonna talk about religion on the pod, but I believe in a religion, but I also believe in
evolution.
That the physical side to the religion is that the only scientific way is evolution. Like,
yeah, it's the only way that
facts hurt feelings, but the only possible way is evolution, other than God just poofing us on Earth.
And if there's, My only argument with that, not argument, like, I'm not opposing you, but, like,
there's two ways.
If we did come up from Adam and Eve, like, we're all brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Like, and is it incest wrong in the Bible? I saw that somewhere, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a little fucked up to think about.
Yeah. I think we talked about that at camp, too. The Adam and Eve story.
We should talk about
that. They also had two, they had two sons, right?
Don't remember this at all.
Adam and Eve had two sons.
Oh shit.
So who was after them? They had to have incest. The mom had, the sons had to have been fucking Eve.
Yeah, that's fucked. Unless
no,
they just start popping out more.
Yeah, babies. Unless there's more people, but somewhere
then someone's brother's gotta be fucked. Yeah, Bro, camp was so fun. That was probably one of the best, like, experiences, I guess. Like, not even just that one year when we met each other, but, like, the whole, like, 6 or 7
Because we met the year prior.
Yeah. We didn't.
To the best year.
We knew each other.
Yeah.
The second year, or the first year we knew each other.
I was there 2 weeks.
That, when you were in Trekkers?
Yeah.
We should tell them about it, because they have no idea what we're talking about.
Ooh. We went to a sleepaway summer camp.
Yeah. Christian, too.
Yeah. Christian sleepaway.
But the best thing was, there wasn't too much Christian stuff there.
there was a lot of hooligans.
So many hooligans.
It was basically one day out of the 7-day camping week.
You were at chapel.
You were at chapel and
church.
Yeah.
Which was cool as fuck.
Yeah, it was actually cool.
It was like on a cliff overlooking like a lake in the forest. It was probably one of the
great place to smoke.
Yeah. Perfect one. At God's house too.
In God's house. Area. Yeah.
It wasn't too much a house.
He was looking over us.
Keeping an eye on
us. Yeah, for sure.
But like every day that we would pick these activities to do. There was like sailing, archery, or like
hell
team
yeah.
sports, or like outside sports, or some shit like that.
Arts and crafts,
yeah. And then we had these ceremonies too for these like
neckerchiefs.
Yeah, and then we had to fold them, keep them nice, and everything like that. Each one meant a different thing, but there wasn't too much church.
It was a lot of.
Well, once you got to maybe 13 years old, 14, somewhere around there, trucker's year. You slept in like these cabins with like green walls, kind of. But
yeah.
Were like
we were like a mile away from everyone else. Like the 15 and 16 year old boys were just in the middle of the woods,
by the
older
kids too.
Yeah.
By the LIDs.
Yeah, and then the 18-year-old, the 17 and 18-year-olds, they didn't have people. Oh, I guess they did have JLs and LIDs when we were
tractors. Yeah, they had the older kids away from all the tiny-ass cabins. Because they were... I remember they would wake them up by, like, screaming or, like, pounding on the...
Yeah.
And they I don't think they ever did it to us.
So when we were 15, we were in Trekker. And then when we were 16, we were in LIT.
Leader in Training.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole plan of that... Like, after Trekkers, you're going to start working on trying to be a counselor.
Yeah.
Like, that... Well,
you have to be there for 3 weeks.
It's like a whole job.
Yeah.
Like,
you literally pay $3,000 to work for 3 weeks. It's like stupid as fuck.
That shit's crazy. But so you're a leader in training when you're 15 or 16. Or we had a 17-year-old in there.
Yeah.
And you guys all stay in this one big like house/cabin pretty much. It's has air. It has heat. All the nice shit. It has a pool table. No, it has a ping pong table.
Ping pong table,
kitchen, couple bathrooms, and then all the boys stayed on top, the top floor, and the girls on bottom. And there was 4 rooms for the boys up top, and 2 of them were connected to each other, and they were split apart by a bath. No, we each had our own bathroom.
We each had a bathroom.
And some people got lucky in the people they got sat in with, but other people got unlucky. I remember this one kid. We thought he was a snitch. And then we jumped him for it.
In his sleep.
Yeah, he was like trying to go to bed. And then me and Connor were sitting in like separate rooms, and we were kind of talking among the boys, like whenever we would do something like, oh, this kid's a snitch. Like,
yeah, we knew.
Yeah, I don't know how though. I think we kind of just
how about the Bible? The book.
After the jumping, which is fucking horrible. It wasn't a bad jump. He wasn't bleeding.
No,
he
wasn't. We just knocked him up. We were like, shut the fuck up.
We were just beating him up with.
We took his mattress.
Oh, he was pissed about that.
Yeah, we hit his mattress.
That was a different night though.
Yeah.
We fucking bullied this kid. Is what it sounds like. He was like, I don't know. He was kind of an asshole, I think, too. At the same time, though. He was a little, like, cocky little
kid. And then he became a counselor.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, so, I don't think we actually laid any hands on this kid. I think it was only pillows.
Yeah, we just Yeah.
Those are some hard pillows.
He might have fell off his bed, but...
Nah. Was he the same one that got caught, that got caught jerking off? Because we stole, like, his mattress. I don't think it was the same kid, though.
No, we definitely took the same kid's... We took multiple mattresses, I think. Because I was laying in one outside. I was sleeping everywhere.
Some people had, like, double
mattresses. Double mattress.
I think you were one of those people.
I think I had a double mat.
Because we were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so we got to know each other, like, by the first or second day.
Yeah, we stained them, huh?
And every day in LITs, you have to be, what is it? Team building exercises.
Yeah, team building.
And you're just close to these people all the time, so you start to become friends with them. And then you just start naturally don't liking some of them. But we found this one weird notebook, random. It was like a diary.
Under a mattress.
Yeah, under a mattress somewhere in one of the rooms. And we kind of kept it like a mysterious secret, and we started praising it.
We made it, yeah.
And then we wouldn't let the counselor see it at all.
Yeah.
It freaked the fuck out of the girls and counselors because we all were going to the same room. Then we had, like, lights in there. You brought lights in.
Yeah, brought party lights, a giant Corona blow-up.
That's funny as fuck.
God, bro, that's so vivid, too.
Yeah.
It was good times.
10, 15 boys crammed into one room.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's on the beds and shit.
How about the island?
Damn, that... Hold on. Let's talk about the Bible some more.
Yeah.
So we, like, praise this shit, this thing, and we were going crazy about it, right? And then... The counselors were getting pissed off about it. They already didn't like us. There was one hot one that liked us.
Oh, yeah. She's bad.
Julia.
Baddie.
But the other ones just didn't like us. And we didn't. Well, Izzy was cool. Jeremy was not fun looking. Or was his name Jeremy?
No.
Not the kid.
Nah, we can't. I'm not even going to say his name. It's a girl now.
Oh, yeah. But so. Oh, I remember his name now. I'm not going to say it. But, so we called him, his name rhymed with bitch.
In ditch.
So, Connor over here carried this rap, and everybody started rapping it. He said, this guy's name.
The dude's a bitch. We hit him with the hitch. He ended up in the ditch.
And he didn't like that. And then we had this thing called going, alpha and beta. Like, and... If you just weren't cool, pretty much, you're a beta.
Yeah, you're a beta.
Like, if you're weak or something like that, you just show signs of, like, weakness.
Beta. If you were a pussy, you were a beta.
100%. And there's a good amount of alphas with us.
Yeah, we had a good crew.
But we had some betas with us.
We let them know, too.
We let the counselor know, too.
Everyone knew what it meant.
But no one explained it, though.
Yeah, that's like, true. It's like a hidden truth.
I mean, it's kind of just in the words, though, at the same time, too, though. You're saying strong or weak.
Yeah, you know.
And then it became chaos. Like, girls, like, were getting pissed off if they called beta or something like that. Boys were getting pissed off. The counselor was getting pissed off. But we were just having a good time.
The ditch was getting pissed off.
So
he was big mad.
He was trying to storm into the
room. He reported me night one or two.
For what, your phone or something?
No, for calling him a ditch.
Oh. For real?
Yeah.
So he already hated
you like
by
me.
That point, by the first day. He started to hate us by the third day, I'd say. Because we're just little assholes, to be honest, though.
Yeah.
We just wanted to do what we want. And just have fun, too, at that point.
We had a lot of drugs.
Yeah, I'm not going to say a lot.
We had drugs.
We had enough. They searched us too. The night of the dance. So every week there's like a dance. All the kids, all the 5-year-olds, 18-year-olds, everybody gets together. Usually it's in like the main building, but it was in the gym this time.
And then they thought we were fucked up, so they started a search.
They knew we were fucked up.
They knew we were fucked up. Yeah, factual.
They searched, but like they had suspicions.
We pre-gamed hard.
Maybe a little bit too much. But like, people were trying to try to do the drugs with us, but like, they made it too obvious, I feel.
Yeah.
And we were doing drugs.
Like the girls coming upstairs trying to hit her fucking shit.
And the girls aren't supposed to intermingle with the boys unless it's like in the common space.
Yeah.
So like, they were already doing some bad shit. But there was some other sneak shit that went on that we don't have to talk about. But,
some sleepovers.
Some parties, you could say. But, we came home from the dance one night. All of our bags just, like, not ripped.
Emptied.
Not ripped open, like, but, like, open all the way to the max, pretty much.
Some people's shit was dumped out.
Bro, homie Jeremy.
Jeremy's shit was absolutely destroyed.
Filled with clothes. We walked in.
They searched every bag.
I was the first one in there. I was like, oh, what the fuck? We got robbed for a second. I thought someone stained us. And I'm like, oh, shit. No, it's probably just the counselors because everybody was gone.
Yeah.
And they were looking for phones because you couldn't have phones. They were looking for drugs. They didn't find a single drug item. They didn't find a single... No, they got one phone, I think, on that search.
They definitely found phones.
Not too many, though.
Two or three phones.
A couple from the girls.
Not mine.
Yeah, not yours. Not anybody in my room either, so... But, like... I don't know. That was just funny as fuck.
Mine was... What? In my pillow?
I don't... Damn, they didn't search your pillow? I remember,
No, they would... Why would they, like, go through a pillow? They're just gonna throw the pillow.
They checked my sheets, though. But... So, like, my friend's bed, I should say, had, like, an undersheet and then, like, a sleeping bag on top. He had a cart on a battery, like, straight out, just on his bed, chilling.
They didn't see it.
They didn't find it, because it was under the sheet. They pulled his, they would look through his sleeping bag.
But
didn't look under, like, that's crazy.
Goonies.
But, like...
That's why they didn't find the Bible, the book.
Yeah.
They could have found it.
Yeah, they searched, they got mad. I remember Mitch was...
The ditch.
That's fine. The ditch, he was getting pissed and came into our room to find it. Like, I remember one night we were all in one room and he was like, "What are you guys doing?" And then he, like, stormed in. We hit that shit good. There was 15 kids in there. Someone had it on him. And then, on the last night we burned it. And it was a fucking mission because we had to do it secretly. Because we got candles. Remember that? We got candles from the ceremony.
We burned them with the candles. They were so pissed.
There's these black candles that were not even an inch
for a master camper.
Yeah. And then we ran back to the... It was me, you, and Jeremy. We ran back and trying to keep our candles lit the whole time. Because we were supposed to
I skipped the neckerchief, bro.
Yeah, you lied about that shit. But we had to go back to the main building and we were like, nah, fuck that. We got to go home. I think some people were going to do drugs when we got there. I'm not going to say who did them, but someone did do some drugs when we got back there. And then we started lighting up the Bible, or just the random notebook we found. And then I remember we started hearing people come back. We heard, like, some kids walking for their ceremony or some shit. And then we had, like, ran around and, like, burned it in multiple places. And then we threw it in the gutter, too.
We brought it inside.
Yeah, we brought it everywhere.
Smelled like fucking burnt-ass paper. We're like, we gotta get like, this shit out.
Yeah. But then, and then the island. There's this island. What was it called?
About a mile away. Buck Island.
Buck Island. There was, like, it was surrounded by marsh, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, swampy, just, like...
Swamp. There was a bridge, though. Yeah. A mile bridge.
Yeah. And,
you could swim. No one did it very often. They swam around it.
Oh, they go through the main building and then
swim. They swam around to it.
Yeah. But,
I think the boardwalk is a mile and a half and the swim's a mile.
Yeah, that's
we walk further than they do the swim. Exactly. Yeah.
But, we would have campouts and, we stayed there one night and, we set up tents and we stayed the night there pretty much. And we made like hobo stew, I remember that. It was like apples. Like, it was the randomest shit ever, but it was good as fuck. And then we played like Hunger Games there. But then a couple nights later, we snuck out at night because all of our rooms had windows that we could easily open. What was that?
No, keep going.
Oh. So we snuck out the windows and then we ran over to the island. I don't know what we were doing at the island. I think some people were doing more drugs there. And then, so we ran over there, and, like, I remember we were camping out one place. Like, it was me, you, Jeremy, and then, like, some other kids, like, two other kids.
Yeah.
Some of the other alphas, we should call them. And, we saw this flashlight.
The pack.
Yeah, and then we saw flashlights coming on the boardwalk, because there was, like, you could kind of see flashlights through the cattails and shit like that, the grass. And we're like, oh, fuck, are people coming to, like, Papa's? Like, we thought it was counselors. Remember that?
Yeah. But it was shorties.
Yeah, it was the shorties that came through. They're like, oh, shit, you guys out here, too? So, yeah. So that went on. But, yeah, that was fun.
It was. It was a great time.
Nobody really went on the phones if they had it. Like, it was only, like, at nighttime, pretty much. But, yeah. That was
yeah, fun. Only when people went to bed.
But I wish I could go back there, but as an LIT, like, Facts. Being a JL, or you'd have to be a counselor by damn near this point.
We need a retreat.
Yeah, they
an do. Alpha pack retreat.
They do that for, like, my mom's going to do it with her friends. It's, like, for women, like, her age.
Yeah, for sure.
So we could, I don't know if they
plan it. A homie camp out.
Yeah, we got to get some ladies out there, though.
Oh, yeah, some birdies.
Some nice women, we should say.
Yeah.
Delicate women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the diversity is key.
Indeed. The ratio.
But if we did go out there, would we do team building stuff like we did?
Hell no.
What would we do? Like, the activity shit?
We'd get lit.
Do you think they're cool with that? Us, like, partying?
In a campsite?
Like, in a cabin.
You
want
to rent... You want to rent out... You want to rent out one of the cabins there?
Yeah.
Like... I think they only do it during the winter.
Damn.
Because during the summer, they have it booked.
Yeah, true. I remember going on their Instagram, and they, like, harvest, like, syrup there.
Yeah, maple syrup.
That's cool as fuck. I love the campouts there. Going out to the forest. I like that one time we, like, traveled to the one place.
John Bong National Park.
Oh, yeah, Bong Park. Yeah, well, what did we play out there? I forgot what it was.
Manhunt.
Oh, I remember we were talking about this the last time I came out here. There's this bitch, like the slowest bitch, and she was a little chunky too, I'm not going to say her name. But she got caught up in the swamp when she was chasing
me. Oh, that was so funny. She stepped right in the swamp.
I jumped over that shit, like, I went around it because there was a lot of swamp. And she was just trying to get me. She was like dead
set. She literally looked like Shrek in that bitch.
100%. She looked like Shrek in general, though.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. And then, I remember some shit went down. Didn't someone get in trouble for, like, stealing something there? Because there was, like, other campers there and shit. I remember someone got in
from the shop?
From, like, a camper. Like, another person's campsite.
I don't remember that. I would have beat someone's ass.
Someone got in trouble for doing something bad.
Don't be stealing my like shit.
Yeah, I don't do that. Then you slept out in the hammock, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was nice, bro.
Was there a lot of mosquitoes, do you remember?
Hell no. I had a mosquito net. Fuck is you talking about? I had the nice setup.
I feel like that'd be a little scary. Claustrophobic almost. That shit's right on top of you. The net.
Nah, because I scrambled off with the birdie that night. We needed quick access to the woods.
Fair enough. Did she sleep in the tent or in the hammock?
In the hammock.
With you or in her own?
In her own.
Oh. Damn.
But our hammocks were like not by anyone's.
Were you the only two out there, or were there other hammocks?
Other hammocks.
One of the councils was probably out there.
This motherfucker.
This has been a fantastic podcast.
Yeah, it's been pretty good pod. I don't know what else I got.
Got any big plans for the new year tonight?
Going out to the club tonight.
Clubbing?
Yeah, we're going clubbing.
Not bad.
Hell yeah.
Happy holidays.
Indeed.
It's been a pleasure talking
to you. Thank you, brother.
Good luck down in Florida, too.
That's yes, sir. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, let me know when you got a million.
Millie on the way.
Hey, Ryan, I got a Millie. Come through.
Hey, side of the crib.
It's like some million-dollar mansion.
One day.
Well,
we'll do it.
Next time you text me, it's Ryan. Pull through.
We better.
Bet.
Indeed.